Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures working up into the lower part of the 50s. We'll have our winds turning to the west at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, dropping back to a low of 25. For Tuesday, still a good deal of sunshine, once again, low 50s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. State Legislative Session 2023 officially underway this week as we kick off with numerous different issues. And new Speaker of the House, State Representative Dan Hawkins from the Wichita area in District 100, sat down to talk about some of his priorities, including the never-ending conversation in the state regarding public education.
Education is going to be a top priority. It always is. You know, education takes up the largest share of our budget. And consequently, we're always looking at that, not necessarily the budget issue, but how we can make education the best we can. So you'll see quite a bit of stuff coming from our education committee. We have a great chair, actually two great chairs. One's Adam Thomas from Johnson County, who's our education chair, and then Christy Williams is the K-12 budget chair from Augusta. Both of them are very knowledgeable, and they're going to bring a lot of passion in trying to get some things done for education.
That audio from WIBW News, Mid-America Network News. The end-of-the-year blowout sale is going on now at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models and offering huge discounts on 2022s. Make your way to Riverwind RV at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road and check out the end-of-the-year sale going on now through January. Are you looking for a new travel trailer, fifth-wheeler, or toy hauler? Riverwind RV has exactly what you're looking for. RVs of all types and sizes by manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone, with discounts so big it's unbelievable. Now is the best time to buy at Riverwind RV. Stop by the east side location at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover at 159th and Kellogg Drive, or check them out online at riverwindrv.com. It's the end of the year blowout sale at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealer in Wichita. Stop by or call them at 316-364-3333. Riverwind RV's huge end of the year sale is going on now. A new chief judge has been appointed to the 22nd Judicial District for the state of Kansas. It covers four different counties in the northeastern part of the state. WIBW reports that according to the Kansas Supreme Court, they have appointed District Judge John Wingart to serve as the chief judge for the 22nd Judicial District starting on January 8th. The appointment comes after the unexpired term of Chief Judge James Patton, who retired on Friday last week. And Mark Lunker, Chief Justice for the Supreme Court, said, quote, "We appreciate that Judge Wingart is willing to take on the additional responsibilities of chief judge and provide continuity and capable leadership to the 22nd Judicial District. We look forward to working with him in this new capacity." In other news, a social study teacher at Topeka Seaman High School has been honored among 32 other teachers across the state for their excellence in their first year of teaching students. WIBW reports the announcement came from USD 345 on Thursday last week when William Wares was named as the 2023 Kansas Horizon Award honoree for the teaching skills throughout the first year on the field. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the latest leading economic indicator report has been released from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln that does not show a pretty picture for the economy going into 2023. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, the indicator, which predicts the economic activity for the next 6 months, fell by 0.16%. According to Eric Thompson, the director of Bureau of Economic Research, he says, quote, "The leading indicator has dropped in four of the past 6 months, suggesting there will be no growth in Nebraska's economy for the first half of 2023. They say initial claims for unemployment insurance also rose for the month of November, and that manufacturing hours worked dropped overall. In other news, Nebraska State Senator Ray Aguilar, along with a few of the colleagues in the Senate, has requested $8 million from the state's general fund to build a new state veterans cemetery in Grand Island, Nebraska. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the legislators, they hope the federal government would include part of the program in the omnibus spending package, but has officially presented the bill to the legislature's Government Affairs Committee.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the state of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker is retiring February 28th and notified the governor this past week. The Marshall County Democratic Central Committee will meet to consider nominations Thursday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. Registered Democrats, as of the November general election, that are interested in the post may contact Party Chairman Jim Swim Jr. at 785-562-8390. Ellenbecker has worked in the treasurer's office for some 22 years and was elected to the post November 2012. Ruth Martin was sworn in last Tuesday as Marshall County Register of Deeds, replacing Martha Rush, who retired. The recent decision by Marshall County Commissioners to change operation of the recycling program, leasing trailers from Temp's Disposal, and contracting with them for hauling is to take effect March 1st. This will allow 24/7 drop-off at sites to be determined in Marysville, Blue Rapids, Waterville, Frankfort, and Axtell, which will replace the once-per-month drop-off locations. Additional details will be forthcoming. Washington County Commissioners voted last meeting to move department heads back to salary, as was done previous to 2015, eliminating overtime and longevity pay, which will reduce paperwork and simplify budgeting. Discussions continued regarding a proposal for a countywide ambulance service, continuing efforts to explore funding options. Wind farm proceeds could be helpful establishing a service, but ongoing financial resources would be necessary. If an August vote on a sales tax were approved by residents, that income would not become available until 2024. Locations for ambulance service have not been determined, and it's believed that current locations would likely be maintained. Adequate staffing and support are primary concerns with the current system. Conversations will continue. No decisions were made regarding the issue. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Annual meeting of the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is planned Tuesday evening at the Community Center. $50,000 bond has been set for a Baileyville man, Kevin Schmitz, age 52, who was arrested by Seneca Police December 31st on charges of possession of marijuana, controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and traffic contraband into a correctional facility. Marshall County Arts Cooperative has tickets on sale for their annual musical review fundraiser. Some 40 local musicians will take the stage Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, at Venue 36 in Marysville. The annual event funds many of the organization's shows and activities during the year. General admission tickets are $25, reserved seats $40, online at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. A public meeting regarding daycare proposals will be hosted by the City of Marysville Wednesday evening at 6 at Landall Lanes. The city is considering options for expanding daycare in the community and is seeking feedback from current operators and or those interested in the matter. For additional information, contact City Administrator Austin St. John. The meeting Wednesday evening at 6 at Landall Lanes. Robert Bob A. Adams, age 79, of Vermilion, formerly of Grand Prairie, Texas, and Beatrice, passed away Friday. A visitation is planned Tuesday, 2 until 8, with military honors at 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Family will see friends Tuesday, 4 until 6, with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Bob Adams. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, macaroni and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you need health insurance? NECAP, Inc. can help. Their certified navigator can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Open enrollment runs through January 15th. Don't wait. Call Michaela Kluck at 785-742-2222, extension 170. Or go online at kansascares.org to make your appointment today. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. NECAP, Inc. can help you enroll. Call Michaela at 785-742-2222, extension 170 today.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure continues to dominate our weather pattern, not only for today, but over the next couple of days as well, expecting a quiet stretch of weather, with our temperatures running above average for this time of year, expecting highs to reach into the lower range of the 50s by this afternoon with a good deal of sunshine. And for tonight, under clear and calm conditions, overnight lows dropping back into the middle 20s. Tuesday, much the same, still enjoying lots of sunshine with lower 50s for high temperatures. Wednesday, we get one more dry day with just some increasing cloud cover, back to highs in the upper 40s. And then weak disturbance does look to bring a chance for some light snow Wednesday night. Could even mix with some rain at times in the evening, with overnight lows dropping back into the mid-20s. Thursday, any lingering snow showers ending early, not as mild, back in the upper 30s for highs, with low 40s Friday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39, record high on this date, 75. The average low, 19, and the record low, 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:22. Thirty-four degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 9th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Last-minute playoff jockeying in the NFL. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Heading into the last day of the NFL's regular season, several playoff berths were still up for grabs. The Eagles hosted the Giants, looking to shore up the NFC's top seed.
Hurts gives it off to Scott. Up the middle. Touchdown, Boston Scott!
On WIP, the Birds took down the G-Men 22-16 to earn the first round bye. As a result, the 49ers will be the two seed. The Bills held a ceremony for DeMar Hamlin before their tilt with the Patriots. And on the opening kickoff,
cuts it back in the 25. He's got an alley down the right sideline to the 40. 50. Down to the 40. 35. 30. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Naheem Hines.
On WGR, the first of two scoring kickoff returns for Hines. Buffalo wins 35-23, thus eliminating New England from the postseason. The Dolphins needed to beat the Jets to clinch. Tied at 6 with 18 seconds to go. Miami's Jason Sanders on for the 50-yard field goal attempt.
It's up, and it is good!
On WQAM, 11-6 Finns the final. Miami to play at the Bills in the wild card round. The Seahawks needed to beat the Rams to keep their hopes alive. They went to overtime, tied at 16. Jason Myers on for the sudden-death 32-yarder.
Snap and hold are good, and the kick is on the way, and it is good!
On ESPN Radio, 19-16, the happy final for Seattle, but they still needed a Packers loss to clinch. The Seahawks' winning spelled the end for the Lions' playoff hopes. So, with nothing to lose, Detroit looked to spoil it for Green Bay on Sunday Night Football.
Goff turns, gives Jamal Williams right side end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
On WXYT, the Lions win it 20-16, eliminating the Packers and sending Seattle to the postseason. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday's Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock John Bread Heifer sale Wednesday, January the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 400 big fancy Angus, black white face, red Angus, and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight calving these bulls to start calving late January through March. Spring bred cows consist of over 300 black white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old, with many being 3 to 5 years. These cows are due for February, March calves. We will have 125 fall calving cows, 2 years to 7 years old, with 27 being black and black white face cows, 2 to 3 years old, with big September-October calves by side. All of these cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. The consigned cattle is more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 11th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Here's a good for ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Talk with Connie Owen, Director of Kansas Water Office. And, you know, Connie, first of all, thank you for what you do. You've had a challenging year this year, I'm sure, with the drought situation in the state of Kansas. Where do we stand right now?
Well, we still have the same drought declaration that was issued at the end of September with quite a bit of concerning drought conditions, particularly along the west and the southern band of the state. But we are monitoring that. And should things change, then our office activates the drought response team, and we check out all the available science known nationwide and locally and advise the governor on possibly updating that. So the team is always watching to see if those conditions change.
Yeah, in an ag state, that's a huge story, is it not, to where you've, I mean, the water has got to be there for our ag producers, and that's been a topic of discussion for the last several months.
That's right. This has been a really, really challenging year. It's been very, very difficult for ag producers. The drought situation has been particularly bad this year, and I know there are many areas, particularly in the western part of the state, that have gotten far less precipitation than they're used to. I was speaking to someone just recently that was telling me they'd gotten 5 inches all year. So we know it's terribly challenging. And there are different kinds of programs, depending on your level of severity of the drought declaration, that you can access. And hopefully we won't need to go into, you know, any more extreme measures. But the fact is things are really, really tenuous, and we're very much hoping for more precipitation coming our way.
And let's look at your ag news.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Friends of the NRA want you to help them protect the Second Amendment across the Mid-America region.
And now you can.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Donate your agricultural commodities,
including bags of grain,
hay,
ag supplies, and more,
to the Friends of the NRA and win great prizes. Donate commodities with values between $300 up to $5,000, and you can win any one of our great prizes, like an Orca 20-quart cooler, a Silver Stag knife, or even one of our firearms, including a Kel-Tec CP-33, Hellcat Pro 9mm, maybe a Springfield Garrison or Henry 3030, or even a Colt Python.
Woo-hoo!
It's time to become a national sponsor of the Friends of the NRA with our Bushels for Freedom commodities donation. For more information, call Tyler at 316-213-0568 or go online for more information at friendsofthenra.org/sponsor. It's the Bushels for Freedom commodity donation to the Friends of the NRA. Help protect your right to keep and bear arms.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Pietra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday on North Highway 77 here in Beatrice, and we've got a great cattle sale. We'll fire away at 10 o'clock here this morning, and in the cattle news last week, it closed with a carcass at 252, a 157 in the cash. Certainly good news in the cattle business. Well, at 12 o'clock noon, folks, we will get into the hay department. In the prairie division, 56 square bales, 20 brome, 48 grass, 25 straw. In the big round department, round alfalfa, there's 12, third cut. They're going to weigh 1991. Seven alfalfa, third cut, weighing 2025. Round alfalfa, there's six. In the brome alfalfa mix, there's 11 bales, weigh 1,700. In the round prairie, there's 14. And the round straw, there is 12. Excuse me. Well, before we get started here today, we certainly want to remind you we'll be back on the air Thursday morning on our Bred Cow on the Thursday special, January 12th. And if you want to write her down, the next Bred Cow special is Thursday, February 16th. Well, talking about special, folks, we got a great run here today. Received over 1,000 head yesterday. It's good. It's high quality. And, folks, the cattle are all weaned. So we'll certainly get into it. At 12 o'clock noon, there's 21 black bred cows. They're bred black, running age. They should preg them at 5 to 7 months. Dr. Will Paul pull a preg in a mouth. In the feeders, we'll start with Kreifels at Syracuse. There is 9 black yearling open heifers. They're going to weigh 1,100. Walders out of Beatrice, 21 black baldies, 500 to 700. Kissling Farms out of Cortland, 23 blacks. They're going to weigh 500 to 550. Fulton out of Auburn's got a nice set of heifers. They're going to be 11 black and black baldies. They're going to be 550 to 650. Kramer out of Beatrice, 10 black and red. They're going to weigh 500 to 675. Kurt Thornburg out of Beatrice, 54 blacks. They're going to be all steers, 600 to 700. Dan Keller out of Crete's got 39 black and black baldies. They're going to be 750 to 850. Molly Farms out of Wilbur's got 75 blacks. They're going to be 600 to 750. Menchow out of Pleasant Dale, 33 reds. They're going to be 600 to 700. John Werbein out of Burchard, 10 blacks. They're going to be all heifers, 500 to 800. Daryl Sommerhalder out of Auburn's got a nice set of 75 blacks. They're going to weigh 650 to 775. Pullman Farms out of DeWitt's got 40 black and black baldies. They're going to be 5 1/4 to 650. Hayek out of Claytonia, 25 black, 650. Christian Farms out of Steiner's got 40 black and red. They're going to be all steers. They're going to weigh 6 to 650. Ruggies out of Dubois, 65 blacks, all steers, 6 to 7 1/4. Jordan Drogie out of Pawnee City, 45 blacks, 700 to 800. Marvin Roy and David Woods out of Palmyra's got 105 black and reds. They're going to be 550 to 650. Terry Stahlbaumer out of Hextails got 40 blacks. They're going to weigh 3 to 600. Naveen Farms out of Adams got a potload of 50 black Simangus heifers. They're going to weigh 700 to 800. There's going to be 20 blacks. They're going to be on that good 450 to 600. Reet's cattle, Russell and Mitchell out of Crete, 48 black. They're going to be 5 to 700. Folkert's Triple F Farms out of Beatrice got 63 blacks. They're going to weigh 550 to 700. Logan and Wes Winter out of Lincoln, 170 black and reds. They're going to be that 5 to 650. Heinrichs out of Bruning, 23 black. Black baldies are going to be 5 to 675. Jim Biagi out of Auburn, 31 blacks. They're going to be 650 to 700. DeVern Hagemeyer out of Pickerel, 100 black and red. They're going to be 500 to 700. Larry Freaks out of Waymore's got 17 black, all heifers. 675. Warlick out of Syracuse got 15 black. They're going to be all steers, 6 to 700. Matt Schmidt out of Beatrice, 30 blacks. They're going to be 6 to 800. Odell out of Plattsmouth, 15 blacks. They're going to be 4 to 600. And Dean Zimmerman out of Pickrell, 29 blacks, 550 to 800. Quality is super, folks. The entire list is Wayne, vaccinated, ready to go. So certainly a great day to look at a great set of cattle here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya Rickard, any at 223-3571. Well, we'll be back Thursday morning with the Bred Cow Report. Got a great set of cows and heifers on Thursday. We say thanks for the business. Have a great day, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 34 degrees ahead of sunrise. With a warming trend continuing, highs pushing into the 50s perhaps today.
January is designated as National Hobby Month. We will take a look at the state of hobbies in the 21st century on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 9th, the ninth day of the year. Singer Joan Baez was born on this day, and Apple announced development of the first-generation iPhone on this day in 2007. Activities like reading, gardening, and travel remain among the most popular hobbies in America. But according to many sources, one of today's fastest-growing hobbies is birdwatching. Some 48 million Americans say they participate on some level, from backyard sightings to competitive outings. Only one other pastime has been on such a hot streak in the past decade, and that is genealogy. It hasn't hurt, of course, that the advent of the information age has put family ancestry searches only a few mouse clicks away. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the final week of the regular season for the NFL, and the Kansas City Chiefs walked away with a big victory over the Las Vegas Raiders, 31-13 on Saturday. It was a strong start for the Chiefs as they finished the first quarter 7-3, putting 17 more points on the board up before the half and keeping the Raiders at no more than a single touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Motion McKinnon. Pacheco's in there as well, and they give it to Pacheco. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That audio from the NFL Network, that puts the Kansas City Chiefs still atop the AFC West with an overall record for the regular season at 14-3. The victory also clinches the number one seed for the playoffs going into next week. Kansas City is set to play at a neutral site for the AFC Championship against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are sitting number one in the AFC East, sitting 13-3 for the regular season. The Las Vegas Raiders end up number three in the AFC West, sitting 6-11. Just above them is the San Diego Chargers. Mid-America Network Sports.
For Friday night basketball action and girls play, Marysville beat Abilene 35-26. Chapman took Clay Center 47-43. It was Hanover girls over Frankfort 50-31. Clifton Clyde took Axtell 42-17. Donovan West over Washington County 63-32. Lynn girls beat Centralia 48-46. Blue Valley topped Wetmore 68-6. Fall City Sacred Heart over Odell girls 46-31. And on Saturday, Southern girls took Wilbur Claytonia 41-26. Boys play Friday, Marysville over Abilene 57-49. Clay Center top Chapman 67-47. Hanover Boys edged Frankfurt 56-50. Clifton Clyde over Axtell 50-41. Washington County Boys took Donova West 53-33. Centralia over Lynn 44-34. And Blue Valley beat Wentmore 60-30. Fall City Sacred Heart top Diller O'Dell 42-32. Boys action Saturday, Wilbur Claytonia took Southern 46-37. Mudeca's tournament tips off this week at Beatrice. Marysville Wrestlers finished fourth in the Beatrice Invitational Saturday. Gable Fredrickson won first, Dakota Slupionic second. Keegan Waters and Juwandre Walton took third. Taven Wilson, Carter Trimble, Brock Cromie, Ian Dedamore finished fourth. Eli Zidlanchik, Cameron Wilson, and Braden Dwirlcotty took fifth. In the girls' division, Ella Johnson took first and Rose Latta second. Mudeca's basketball tournament tips off Monday in Beatrice with girls play. Diller O'Dell faces Fall City Sacred Heart at 3:30, and Southern takes on Bruning Davenport Shickley at 5, both those games in the auditorium. Boys on Tuesday, first round of the Class A division. Southern meets Parkview Central at 5 at the auditorium. Diller O'Dell faces Lewiston at 5:30 in the B division at the middle school. Semifinals are on Thursday, girls' championships Friday, boys' championships Saturday in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Why'd she have to look so beautiful? Why'd she have to pick this place? Hope she brought